Attention, Mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest-running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Hello, listeners. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm Caitlin Hevelon, Army Wife Network's Recon Representative, and co-hosting with me today is Kathleen Palmer, our Content Editor. We're looking forward to sharing some empowerment segments and resources with you today, and get ready because it's a special edition of our podcast. This is show number 919 of the leading and longest running podcast of its kind.
Thanks, Caitlin, and hello, everyone. We have some great stuff in store for you this episode. In fact, it's a double feature. First up, we'll be sharing some of our weekly resources to help you excel in your mill spouse life. Then, in just a bit, we'll hear from our podcast production assistant, Annie Pierce, as she chats with Megan Stewart from Veteran Pen Pal Project. But that's not all. Later in our show, we will hear from our second empowering interview with Nikki Antonitis with First Command.
I'm looking forward to hearing both of these interviews. Kathleen, why don't you update me on what's new with you in your household six?
Oh, gosh, Caitlin. Well, we are, we live in Southern Virginia. We're in the town of Charlottesville, where UVA reigns supreme. And I run a small diner with a great host of people. And we have just been doing shift after shift of students and parents coming in and getting ready in the dorm. So we've been feeding a lot of people lately. So I feel like that's all I've been doing. How about you?
Absolutely. I can only imagine the back to school rush because there's a lot of colleges in that area, but you're right next to one of them. So
It's great. But and
the
I love
season
that
is here for you.
I know. And I love seeing how excited they are, you know, and they come in and they're all like, just reminds me like of like how great new starts are, you know, new year, everything starts over and you just get to kind of catch up with all that excitement is super cool. But how about you? You're still in Texas, right?
Yes, we are in Texas. We have another year here before we take off to Germany. So I am in full research mode of everything life. And I'm actually finding it a lot harder to find updated and current resources and information about going to Europe than I expected it to be because there are a lot of military bases in Europe.
Yeah, that surprises me a little bit too, because, I think with the Facebook groups and all the different sites out there that hopefully you can tap into something really great that kind of lets you know about where you're going. There's a lot out there.
I found a lot. It's just kind of filtering through to find what's still accurate. I found most of them haven't been updated since 2015-ish. And I know a lot of things have probably changed post-COVID. So
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I left in 2015, so it probably definitely needs to be updated if that was the last time. There's a really great Facebook page called Travel 411 Europe. If you get a chance to look that up, it's pretty cool. A lot of people they post about all their different places they travel from and kind of the hits or misses, you know what to avoid. So that's a good one.
That sounds like one I need to join because we already have a bucket list of everywhere we want to visit. So
oh, I hope you hit it all. It's great.
That is the goal. Right. It was so great to catch up with Kathleen, but I'm ready to hear from our first guest, Megan Stewart. How about you? Let's listen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
Welcome back, listeners. I'm Annie Pierce, your podcast production assistant. And I can't wait to share with you today's empowering episode. There's just something magical about getting a letter in the mail. Well, today we are chatting with someone who is a part of a mission to support our nation's cherished veterans by providing them with uplifting letters and the opportunity to form meaningful relationships. Today's guest, Megan Stewart, Program Director for the Veteran Pen Pal Project within the It's a Military Life organization. Megan brings over 10 years of volunteer program leader experience to the It's a Military Life organization. During her time volunteering with military-centric and nonprofit organizations, she has developed a deep passion for helping military families, soldiers, and veteran communities alike. As a military spouse herself, she understands the needs of this wonderful and unique community and loves finding lasting solutions that help address the challenges they continually face. She and her husband, who is newly retired from active duty, are enjoying spending time with their two children, traveling, and exploring their new forever home surroundings in Rhode Island. Megan, welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here today.
I'm so excited that you're here. One of my goals this year was to write more letters to people in my life. It's something that can take little effort on my part and yet have a heartwarming impact on others. So I'm very excited to chat with you more about this amazing initiative that you lead. Let's get the conversation started. What is the Veteran Pen Pal Project?
Yeah, definitely. It really does. Writing a letter has really become a lost art. And what is so unique about the Veteran Pen Pal Project is it's a nationwide initiative that we do continually throughout the year that focuses on one simple act of kindness. And that act of kindness is writing a letter supporting our nation's veterans. So we have people, volunteers, as we call them, our pen pals all over the world who help just write these simple letters of kindness and provide, you know, an uplifting moment of gratitude that just, you know, really can help brighten their day.
I love that. I mean, I think a letter brightens everyone's day. You know, I don't think there's anyone that wouldn't want a letter in the mail. So how did the Veteran Pen Pal Project get started?
So as most things, you know, a lot of the projects nowadays, COVID really kind of turned everything on everybody's head. So during COVID, our founder, Christina, she actually saw a need in a way that we could also reach the veterans that are in long-term care facilities and homes who just were not able to get any type of interactions with family or anyone just because of all of the COVID restrictions, and specifically that were so strict on that subset, you know, of homes and such. So they decided to reach out to through social media and start this initiative of just getting people to write letters to the veterans in these homes. So the first year they did this, they reached 45,000 letters the first year that they did it.
Whoa, that's a lot of letters.
It is a lot of letters. So it really was a nice way to just show these people who have limited interaction, especially during this time of COVID, just to show them that they're not forgotten, that they are appreciated, and that, you know, everybody is still thinking about them.
And it's such a great way to show them that. And like I said before, it's something that someone can do that takes little effort on their part, but can really have an impact on someone else. So
absolutely. Yeah. And that's one thing that we've, anybody who is connected with the military community, especially every so often, you know, you see these announcements where there's shout outs, call outs for, you know, a veteran who may have passed or something, who didn't have any family, who didn't have anybody there. So this really just, you know, we want them to show that appreciation while they're still with us.
Right. And to make sure they know they're not alone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So tell me, how can people get involved?
So we have four ways that you can get involved, actually. So we have, you can become a volunteer, or what we call pen pals. We can have you become an ambassador, and our ambassadors are key parts of our volunteer staff. They actually are in the field. They're the ones who are connecting with our centers. They are the ones who are helping to find veterans, not only because we have two subsets, is basically how you can become a pen pal. We have those who just want to write a letter.
Yeah.
Just a generic thank you, just a generic, you know, hey, how are you? And then we also have a match program. So that match program can actually match a pen pal with a veteran. So it's not always necessarily a situation where you would have a pen pal relationship, so to speak, where you would get letters back. They do sometimes, but it's really more so giving you information on the individual, knowing exactly where your letter is going, like that. Whereas our general, we have our partner facilities where we'll send, okay, we have, you know, 50 veterans here. Can you send us 50 letters? Our ambassadors basically are the people who are connecting with those centers. They're the ones who are finding those veteran matches for our match program. And then really just kind of getting us visibility into different areas in the community through different community organizations, and also meeting up with some of our partner organizations, which is the third way you can be involved. So we have certain partner groups all over the country that we work with. Sometimes we do joint initiatives and campaigns to kind of target two areas at one time. And then lastly, we also have our sponsors. So we have people who just, you know, love what we're doing and want to sponsor, whether it be through donations or, you know, promoting and things like that. And you can be a sponsor just by sharing our content.
Oh my goodness. That's awesome. We had another interview where they were talking about if you don't always have to have the monetary donation. It's really about time, you know, because that's something that you can't get back.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, just this, and all of our volunteers that we have that are in the program that work behind the scenes, you know, it sounds like a simple project, but there's a lot of moving parts and we have so many people who dedicate their time, to this program. So we're really lucky that we have, such a great group, that just devotes time. And like I said, just even taking the time to shout out on a social media post, you know how that goes. It really makes all the difference.
Right. And it doesn't take a whole lot of time.
Exactly. Yeah.
It doesn't take a whole lot of time or effort. Awesome. So you've got four different ways to get involved. So the letter writers, the pen pals themselves, the ambassadors, your partner organizations and sponsors.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. You give people so many ways to get involved. And I love that. How do you go about finding people who actually want to be pen pals and what are the requirements to do so?
So we really it's through engagement, through our ambassadors, through social media. We're actually getting ready to do a big relaunch for the year because we always have a couple big programs throughout the year. So right now we really are ramping up to start engaging new volunteers, new pen pals, so we can really get focused for the holidays. So whether it be through social media, like I said, or a lot of times we're doing community events so we can find local, and there's different ways that we try to engage people. So it's not just social media, but we also do community events. For instance, we had a veteran car show in the panhandle that two of our staff went, and they just engaged with, this was a car show at a veteran home. So they bring the car show to the vets. It's pretty cool, actually.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, you know, they had a table there and we engaged with some new members. And so we get some connections that way. So we're always out looking and growing in that regard and just getting visibility in any way we can. The more pen pals, the better, the way we look at it.
Right.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, as far as being a pen pal requirement, there really isn't a requirement to be one specifically. If you're just going to want to write a generic letter, just a general letter of gratitude, thank you, you know, just a letter to lift somebody's spirits, we will take that in all capacities. In terms of becoming a match program, that is a little more specific. So you do have to go through a screening process. There are some certain requirements that we discuss with you once you decide that this is something you want to do, because there are, you know, there's confidentiality things that you have to consider as well, especially if they're in assisted living facilities and like that.
Okay.
But yeah.
I didn't think about that. And so when you say the match program, so that means you would be with, like you would have a dedicated veteran that you would be writing to versus the generic letter. Okay. That's really cool.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know why in my mind, I think like, okay, if you're an extrovert, you can be the ambassador. And if you're more of an introvert, you can be the veteran pen pal.
Yeah. I mean, really there's no, I mean, yeah. Being an extrovert definitely helps getting you out there. But anybody, really anybody can be a pen pal. You can reach, you know, this group of individuals by extrovert, introvert, And it doesn't take a lot of time.
Like we said, it doesn't take a lot of time and it has a big impact. Talk to us.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. I was just going to say, it's so hard not to age myself, but, back when I was younger, we used to send notes and stuff in class and you used to get, I remember pen pals were a big thing back, you know.
We would have a notebook and we would hand it off to our, I think it was in middle school where we would have a notebook and we would like take a page and we would write a note and then hand it off to our friend and then they would write a note and then.
I didn't have one of those. That's a really cool idea. Okay. No, we never had one of those, but that sounds really fun actually. No, but we did a pen pal program with another elementary school in another state. So that was kind of fun.
Really?
Yeah.
When you just get a letter,
you know, when you're, you know, 10 years old, you're like, oh, this is so cool.
It's such a big deal because it's like only grownups get mail.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's, it's a dying art for sure.
Yeah. And it's something I love letter writing. So my husband's deployed right now and he gets way too many postcards. I write him a postcard a day.
Oh, that's so nice though. I bet it makes his day, but I bet some of his friends and, you know, his unit are probably jealous.
Yeah. yeah, but he gets them like in clumps. So, you know, we'll see.
But that's good, okay, though. So, I mean, all of the great love stories are focused around letters, it seems like.
Yeah. And I don't know. I love being able to have that connection and just write something down. I did recently remind him that, you know, he has the capability of writing a letter too, which he pointed out that he may or may not be in the middle of a letter. So we'll see.
And I bet if and when you get that letter, it's going to feel really great.
It's going to be awesome. I'm excited. So talk to us about the different connection opportunities for veteran pen pal. Is it for residents of veteran homes only, or does it connect with individuals in other ways?
So primarily, yes. The bulk of our veterans are in veteran specific homes. So yes, we do have the partner organizations that we have, and we do partner with specific facilities. So we're in the process right now. Chantel, she's our awesome ambassador manager. So she is out looking for all sorts of new programs. And that is one cool thing about the ambassadors is that you do basically manage, you know, the relationships with these veteran centers. For those veterans in specifics, outside of just those homes, we also are connecting through different channels. So we don't necessarily go to long-term care facilities outside of the veteran subset, but we do accept them if we have people who are willing to connect us in that regard. We also are looking through like VFW and other like American Legion type of organizations. So any, and I know that there are also other nonprofit veteran-centric organizations that we look through as well, if they see a need that we could definitely match somebody with a veteran, just to, you know, start that letter writing initiative on that end.
I just love this whole concept. I really do. I imagine that it just brings such immense joy to these veterans. And I love that it's a great way to honor them.
And I really think, especially for that group, you know, kind of like, you know, they grew up in a time where letter writing was, you know, a pretty common transaction between people. So, you know, I think for them, this probably would, you know, bring a little nostalgia, but also, you know, a simple feeling of joy.
Right. And especially if they were veterans that didn't get like a big welcome home, you know, this can also be that, like, you know, you are appreciated and what you do matters.
Absolutely.
Well, this is such a wonderful way to give back to those who have bravely signed up to defend our way of life. When we come back, we will talk more about what else the Veteran Pen Pal Project is doing, including upcoming special projects. Listeners, if you would like to learn more about the Veteran Pen Pal Project, check out their website at itsamilitarylife.org/veteran_pen_pal_project, or connect with them on social media via Facebook at Veteran Pen Pal Project or on Instagram at itsamilitarylife. Don't worry, if you miss any of this, the links will all be in our show notes. Stay tuned for the rest of our interview after our quick commercial break. We'll be right back. This podcast episode was brought to you by our AWTR show sponsor, First Command Financial Services, whose mission is to help our nation's military families build a future worthy of their service. First Command provides ongoing financial coaching that evolves over the course of your military life and career. And with 170 locations worldwide, you'll find a First Command office near most major military installations. Visit www.firstcommand.com today and find a First Command financial coach near you. Engage, educate, encourage, empower, advertise. AWN has many opportunities for promotion of your brand, service, or product, including web creatives, blog posts, social media promotions, podcast audio commercials, Facebook Lives, and so much more. Email empower@armywifenetwork.com to get started. We sincerely thank you for your support to empower military spouses, families, and their service members around the globe. Welcome back, listeners. We're continuing our conversation with Megan Stewart, Program Director for the Veteran Pen Pal Project within the It's a Military Life organization. Now, I assume, like many elderly in long-term care facilities, these veterans may feel forgotten by younger generations. Does the Veteran Pen Pal Project do anything else to connect veterans with the local community?
Yes, actually, that's a great question, because we don't just want to have the letters be a sole focus. One of the initiatives that we are working on broadening this year is that we are looking to increase our veteran event lineup. So like I'd mentioned previously about that car show that brought the cars, the car show to the veterans, we are looking to expand opportunities like that. So not only just bringing letters, but we also want to bring experiences to these places to help partner with, you know, local organizations. I know we have a couple out in like Oklahoma that we work with. So we're, as we build more sponsors and partners throughout the country, we can start to focus, especially for like instance here, where we are here in Providence, Rhode Island. My husband being a veteran himself now, we are connecting with our local veteran home. And we're also looking to partner with my son's PTA. So we're going to be looking at doing those joint type of letter writing initiatives, but also hopefully to be able to bring these, you know, organizations together, like whether it be through my son's PTA. We also, there's another veteran group here locally that we're partnering with as well. So we're looking to get some events started, you know, here. So it's really kind of fun to see how we can expand this to just not, stop at letter writing. We're looking at, you know, broadening and actually bringing experiences to the veterans, as well as, you know, just that simple letter of gratitude.
Right. Oh my goodness. The world is your oyster. I'm a former events manager, so I am all for events and like creating the experience and all the little touches. That's totally my jam.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome.
And I especially love like the fact of like, I don't know why I've never thought of that before, of like bringing events to the veterans in these facilities. That just makes so much sense.
Agreed. Yeah, definitely. And you know, and it just expands that experience. And not only can you see, you know, you can understand the joy they would get, but then you can actually see the joy on their face and interact with them and talk to them. And just the stories they have are some of the most interesting conversations that you can have.
Oh my goodness. Their stories have to be amazing, like and so interesting. And like you said, being able to see the joy on their face would be just wonderful. So with so many military and veteran focused organizations out there, what is something about the Veteran Pen Pal Project that makes it unique?
Well, I think for us specifically, I think it's our just pursuit of providing this kindness and joy to the veterans. But while we have just the Pen Pal Project, it's just a subset of it's a military life. So what makes us unique is that we have all of these other resources within our organization that we can draw from, connect with. So we have, you know, it's a military connection, we have a military child life, and then we have our military outreach. So it's all of these different areas that just not focusing on veterans, but we're also engaging with military children. We're also engaging with, you know, active duty soldiers, spouses, but we're also finding a way to connect all of these. So the best way that you can provide for these communities is connecting them, providing them with the knowledge, providing them with the resources, and really just giving them a place where they can feel that they can be heard and, you know, connect with people with life experiences.
I feel like we're all looking for connection in this world. So that, that totally makes sense to me. That would be, you know, how it works so well. And you have so many tools in your toolbox because you are, like you said, in, it's a military life organization. So you've got resources that are there to go and ready.
Yeah, and that's what's so wonderful about the larger organization is that while Veteran Pen Pal Project is such a big part of its military life, there are all of these other wonderful subsets of the larger organization that really can help, you know, those within the military community just, you know, find a place that they can, you know, potentially connect children pen pals, and we can connect, you know, with job resources, and there's all types of blogs and different things that you can utilize. So it's nice in that regard for sure.
Yeah. All the things that the military community needs, you know,
you can never have too many resources.
Oh no,
never, in my opinion. Never. So, that's one thing that I think it's nice, even though we have our own unique little niche, you know, we always are looking to partner with other military organizations and find ways that we can better our resources and services, you know, and helping out another organization as well, because, you know, this is all one mission, one fight. So, you know, just the way we all can keep going and just, you know, make it just a better experience for everybody.
That's such a great way of looking at it. One mission, one fight. We're all here to do the same, to accomplish the same goal, really. I love that. So does the VPPP have any special projects or initiatives planned for the upcoming year?
So yes. Yeah, so actually we have what we are starting right now, which will be here at the end of August. We're starting what's going to be called Operation Think Veteran. So, okay. And everything that I'm discussing today, we'll be having updated on our website here in the next week or so. So you'll be able to access these programs and different initiatives that I'm talking about. But for Operation Think Veteran, what we're doing, and that's actually going to be the precursor to our big holiday drive that they do every year. So that's Operation Holiday Salute. But Operation Think Veteran, we're doing a drive for letter writing, you know, for our veteran facilities. But what we're asking is for those who want to, you know, take a picture, whether it be with, you know, your child or whether, you know, you mailing your letter or whatnot, you sending those letters, and you can upload a picture to one of our social media sites, tag us in Operation Think a Veteran, or, you know, tag us in Veteran Pen Pal Project. And anybody who does upload one of those photos will have a contest to see who, you know, will, what picture we choose. And then they'll win, you know, some feature in our newsletter and then also some, you know, veteran pen pal swag.
Oh my goodness. I always love a good social media contest.
I know, right? But it's nice though, because this will actually help start to kick off the big push for Operation Holiday Salute, where that's the one where we really get, you know, the bulk of our letter writing for the holidays, so we can distribute these to all over the, you know, the different centers all over the country and even overseas.
I can't imagine how big of a process that is, of getting like all the letters, you know, during what is supposed to be, you know, a really magical time, but can sometimes be a stressful time.
Oh, for sure. Yes. Yes. We're getting a big PO box.
So, oh my goodness. Nice. You're already preparing.
It's working
on August
it.
And we're ready.
Absolutely. So we, you know, we're looking at doing things quarterly is basically what our goal is, but those are our two big initiatives for this year. So yeah, definitely jump on the, Veteran Pen Pal site and check them out.
So speaking of the Veteran Pen Pal site, where can our listeners go to find even more empowering information about your resources?
So you can go to itsamilitarylife.org. And the Veteran Pen Pal Project is right there front and center. It'll be right under the Military Outreach Initiatives, but you can go anywhere, Google Veteran Pen Pal Project, it'll take you directly there. You can find us on Facebook, and you can find us also on Instagram. And as social media is becoming a big push for us again, so you'll see us, hopefully on all the channels.
So our primary mission here at Army Wife Network is empowerment. And we always want to hear what empowerment means to our guests. So tell us, how would you complete this sentence? Empowerment is?
Knowledge. I think it's knowledge. To really feel empowered is to really just understand what you're doing. And you don't have to have a full understanding, but even just the pursuit of knowledge to me is completely empowering.
Empowerment is knowledge. I always wanted to be a forever student. If school didn't cost anything, I would still go back. So I love that answer.
I feel with completing, going back to school 2 years ago, I feel like I've been in school for, for my entire life. It's been a lifelong learning goal for me. Maybe done. I may not be. We'll see. But
listen,
but
I reserve the right to go back to school at any point.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, but it's so rewarding. It doesn't have to necessarily just be school. You can learn, you know, if there's something that interests you, if there's an organization that interests you, or some type of, you know, hobby, even learn what you can about it and get the most out of it.
That's so true. So true. Mae, thank you so much for coming onto the show and sharing with our listeners what y'all are doing for our nation's veterans. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much, Annie. This was such a great time. I love connecting with other people in the community, and we appreciate so much for you taking the time to highlight what the Veteran Pen Pal Project's doing.
We love being able to highlight organizations that are working so hard to give back to our military community. And this truly is a wonderful way to give back to people that have signed up to defend our freedom. Now let's hand it back over to our hosts in the metaphorical studio to hear what they thought of our conversation with Megan about the Veteran Pen Pal Project. Back to you, ladies.
What a great interview. Thanks to Megan for sharing such empowering resources with us this week. Again, if you would like to connect with Veteran Pen Pal Project, find them online via itsamilitarylife.org or on Facebook at Veteran Pen Pal Project. If you missed that, no worries. We'll all be in our show notes or on armywifenetwork.com. Go online and click podcasts or search for this episode on our website.
I absolutely loved this because it ties in so many things, not only just about military life, but supporting the military community and different ways that you can go about that. And it really reminded me of another similar project that we did an interview on in one of our podcasts a couple months ago, but it was geared towards kids, where this one is geared towards veterans instead, which is really great because a lot of times they don't have family who checks up on them every single day, unfortunately.
Absolutely. And I love the option that you can, they can actually connect you with veterans who have been in the same unit you were in. So then you have that little connection there together as well. And what a joy it must bring both people. I mean, for the, both the veteran that, you know, they're reaching out to, and then also for just being able to connect back into the past and learn more that way too. It's just a win-win for all of them. I loved it.
Absolutely. And it's a great way to learn more about history, especially if you're interested in a certain conflict or war. You can get those firsthand experiences from a veteran who was there, which is absolutely one of a kind.
And I like to, I was noticing on their website when I did a little further research that you could actually, family members, and they can actually connect to other ones as well too. So they actually incorporate everybody, not just the veterans, but also the family members as well. I think it's just a really great program. And it's funny because they talk about like how kids can learn how to, you know, to write a letter. And I just sat and wondered like how many young kids probably don't know how to write a letter, or even young adults, because they don't write letters anymore. The email is even taxing, you know, so it's interesting.
Absolutely. The art of addressing an envelope. I remember learning it in school, but I know they don't teach it anymore. And it's just one of those things in life that we're kind of losing with technology, but it's so humbling to go back and do it.
Oh yeah. And I'll just throw one more thing. I know, yeah, I could talk about this forever, but it's kind of fun to open up your mailbox and see an actual letter in there, not a bill, you know, not a statement, just, you know, an actual letter that someone's taken the time to write. So I think it's just a great idea that we need to bring back. So I love it.
Absolutely. It's always good to get fun mail or something that you're actually excited about.
Yeah. And I hope that I really think that this is the first time I've actually ever been to that website. It's a military life. And I just really, I just was finding myself going on all sorts of tangents. So if you go there to research about the Veteran Pen Pal Project, make sure you take the time and check out everything else they've got going on, because it's a lot.
Absolutely. They definitely have a ton of resources and information to share with the military community. And it's such a privilege to share empowering interviews with our Army Wife Network fans and followers. Speaking of empowerment, let's hear from our AWN empowerment agent, Amanda, bringing us our weekly empowerment patrol report.
Hello, Army Wife Talk radio listeners. I'm Amanda Bickneys, bringing you this week's empowerment patrol report. Today, we are showcasing our AWN Empowers. It's a Military Life, which was nominated as an organization for helping military families. It's a Military Life, founded by Christina Etchberger a little over 2 years ago, is a MilSpouse and Vet networking community dedicated to serving military families and those who serve our country, past and present. Christina Etchberger is an Army spouse on a mission to give a voice and opportunities to members of the military community by sharing their stories and providing resources. Their mission is that their network advances resiliency, promotes community involvement, and forges meaningful relationships. Be sure to check out It's a Military Life at itsamilitarylife.org, where you can also subscribe to their monthly newsletter for more empowering military resources. Thank you so much to It's a Military Life for doing your part to empower military families all across the globe. Until next time, I'm Amanda Bickneys, reminding you that we are never completely alone on this military life journey.
Congratulations to It's a Military Life. We'll be in touch with you soon to coordinate prize distribution. Listeners, if you or someone you know is empowering those around you, head over to armywifenetwork.com to nominate them. On our website, look under the menu for Get Involved and click the tab Everyday Empowerment, or AWN Empowers. You can also view our previous winners in our Empowerment Gallery. Now let's check in with this week's top stories from our incredible News 6 correspondent, Jolene McNutt.
No news is typically good news in this military life, except on Army Wife Talk Radio. Here is our AWN News 6 correspondent with this week's top stories.
Hi, Caitlin and Kathleen. Here are this week's top stories. China's military drills near Taiwan following a controversial visit to the island by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have put on display China's naval, air force, and missile capabilities. China's military has seen dramatic modernization and capability improvements, reported NPR. Anthony Kordsman, a national security analyst with the Center for Strategic and International Studies, described China's force during the mid-1990s as ineffective as a fighting force. No longer, experts say, China's Navy has gone from essentially a coastal patrol force to a fleet that includes aircraft carriers and submarines and is capable of operations far from the mainland. Its warplanes, while not quite as capable as the latest U.S. models, are not far behind them. Learn more at npr.org. Fort Bragg has announced it is moving up to 1,200 soldiers within 30 days from barracks with higher than normal moisture levels that could lead to mold, reported Military Times. The barracks at Smoke Bomb Hill area were inspected and found to have fallen dangerously short of HVAC standards. According to Military Times, some of the barracks will be renovated, but the majority of them will be demolished. Read more at militarytimes.com. U.S. Space Force is turning heads for its innovative approach to hiring cyber officers. In May, Space Force hosted a virtual conference that about 1,000 people attended and then received 400 applications for positions from that conference. The board further narrowed the field and 10 cyber professionals accepted a commission as a cyber officer. The Constructive Service Credit Program provided another opportunity for us to find specific expertise and leadership experience in officer grades, said Colonel John Smale, senior cyber officer. He explained that not only was the board able to find candidates that were needed to meet force requirements, but they also saw candidates with experience that is rarely found in the military. Read more at spaceforce.mil. If you like having your groceries delivered, I have some good news. The Defense Commissary Agency has been running a test pilot program called Click2Go at 8 commissary locations. If we can't get the patron to the store, then we've got to get the benefit to the patron. That's what Click2Go delivery is really about at these 8 locations, said Bill Moore, Defense Commissary Agency Director and CEO. So far, it's working extremely well at Belvoir. We're knocking it out of the park here. If this pilot continues its success, we're going to go globally as fast as the law and contracting rules allow. Learn more at commissaries.com. And this week in history, the Air Force is celebrating the F-15 Eagle's 50th birthday. This fighter jet offers maneuverability, speed, power, and endurance, said military.com. It's been called one of the Air Force's most successful modern fighters. The first F-15 flew in July of 1972 and entered service in 1976. Military.com outlined 5 amazing stories about this iconic fighter jet. Here are just a glimpse into 2. The first is after a training exercise accident, an F-15 landed with just 1 wing, and the pilot landed safely and didn't even know he had lost his wing until he exited the aircraft. And the second one, American and Allied variants of the F-15 have racked up more than 100 aerial victories, most by the Israel Defense Forces with 0 losses. Besides Israel, Allied countries that are still flying the F-15 include Singapore, South Korea, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia. Check out more of these incredible stories about the F-15 Eagle at military.com. You can find the link to all of our News 6 reports at armywifenetwork.com. This is your Army Wife Network News 6 correspondent, Jolene McNutt, signing out.
I'm so grateful for Jolene's desire to bring us the most up-to-date military life news and to make sure that we are as informed as we can be. Now, as promised, it's time for the double part of this week's double feature program. First Command with Nikki Antonitis.
Welcome back, listeners. Since you're hearing my voice for the second time today, that means that it is a double feature podcast. Today, we are joined by Nikki Antonitis, the Corporate Giving Specialist at First Command. Nikki describes herself as a community change agent who uses her ability to build relationships to make the world a better place for all. Her background is in corporate social responsibility, representing both nonprofit agencies and corporations. Oh my goodness. So Corporate giving. That sounds like such a fun role. Can you tell us a little bit more about what that entails?
Absolutely. It is such a fun role. It's really the perfect way to serve First Command and all of our clients. I'm able to take the causes that matter most to both parties and focus on building national community and local community here in Fort Worth.
I love the idea of being able to build both the national community and a local community. How did you get into this area of work?
You know, I would have to say that philanthropy is pretty foundational to who I am as a person. Both of my parents had to drop out of high school, and I'm actually a first generation college graduate. So really much of what I've been able to accomplish has been through the generosity of people investing their time towards me, or donors from my university being generous with scholarship dollars. I just realized very quickly that we can all do good. We just need to figure out how to get there.
That is such an inspiring story. And it's so true. We can all do good. So how did you find First Command?
You know, the First Command mission really aligns and checks all the boxes that I was looking for in a position, really being about coaching those who serve in their pursuit of financial security, being dedicated to our service members and their families, and working hard to make that positive difference. First Command has a brand with a positive reputation in my personal and professional network. And they're just known for making business decisions based on making the world a better place. So it just really was a perfect fit.
I can really see your passion for giving back and helping others to give back. So what is one of your favorite projects at First Command?
Okay, that is really hard because they're all so meaningful. But I would have to go with Spirit of Giving. It's definitely at the top of the list. Spirit of Giving is a really great tradition here at First Command that we've been doing for several years. Our entire home office, we break into teams by branches of service, and we compete to raise money for our key charity partners. And all the teams are trying to rack up participation points and victories through games and challenges. Last year, Team Army did take the victory. So we're excited to see who's going to come on top this year.
Oh my goodness. I know it has to be so lively because we all know how competitive our branches can be with one another. And I have to say, my husband's in the Army, so go Army. I love it. Where does the competition take you?
Yeah, so our employees can support any number of nonprofits, but we really focus our support on the First Command Educational Foundation and United Way of Tarrant County. So the money that we raise for the Educational Foundation supports military financial readiness, educational programs, and scholarships so that folks connected to the service can go back to school. And then, of course, our work with the United Way impacts our veteran services outreach programs and 41 nonprofits that are local to DFW.
I know our listeners love supporting the community, and especially our military community, and we love organizations that are doing those. What tips and tricks can you offer our listeners for individual giving?
Oh, that is such a great question. I think people need to be intentional in picking their charity partners. I think it's just really important to take the time to think about what issues are important to you. I also really recommend talking to the people in your close network that you align yourself with. I always think about it. These are the same people you would ask for an opinion on a handyman or on a daycare. They're the people that you trust. And, you know, choosing who to support can be overwhelming. So I always say, instead of starting with a monetary gift, never overlook the power of donating your time.
You are speaking to a volunteer, so I am so all about that. Can you tell me more about that, though?
Yeah, of course. I think what most people don't know, especially if you don't live and breathe in the philanthropy space, is that the national value of one volunteer hour is equivalent of $29. So equivalent to a $29 donation to the nonprofit you're supporting. So nonprofits need volunteers as much as they need financial resources. And so taking the time to be of service really allows nonprofit leaders to spend more time solving those community issues that their mission is dedicated to.
And really giving your time. Time is priceless. It's something that you can't get back. So that's great. And it sounds like First Command Home Office has a great culture around giving. What about the advisors out in the field? How does that translate to them?
Okay, well, I would say immediately, Project Sanctuary is one of the examples that comes to my mind. Project Sanctuary is a nonprofit that is focused on helping military families heal through therapeutic retreats and resource summits. In 2021, our financial advisors volunteered over 1,976 hours across every retreat. Yeah, they're teaching things like Money Matters curriculum, participating in Family Matters workshops, and providing day of and ongoing financial coaching support for those military families.
That is awesome. Well, it's actually about time to wrap up, but I have to ask our tried and true question. Empowerment is one of our pillars here at Army Wife Network, so we always want to hear from our guests. Can you finish this sentence? Empowerment is?
Oh, okay. I think this all kind of comes full circle back to my role here at First Command. Empowerment is giving yourself and everyone you know the power to improve their life. I think that once people have the power to improve their lives, they just naturally work harder to improve society and really the world around them. I think that when you're empowered, you not only feel that sense of responsibility for the outcome of your life, but I really think you feel it for the outcome of everyone and everything around you.
Oh my goodness. I feel like that needs to be written down somewhere, and just, we need more organizations and people that think like that. That's a wonderful answer. One last thing. If our listeners want to learn more about First Command and the outreach that you do, where should they go?
I would definitely invite them to check out our Causes That Matter page on the First Command website.
Awesome. And listeners, just in case you're mobile and not able to, we will have links to it on our page. So check it out there. Nikki, thank you so much for taking the time to share what First Command and you are really doing to give back to our community.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Thanks again, Nikki. Now let's hand it back over to our hosts in the metaphorical studio to hear what they thought of our conversation with Nikki from First Command about giving back. Back to you, ladies.
Wow. A double feature. Such empowering information once again. Thank you, Nikki. Remember, listeners, if you would like to tap into the amazing resources offered by First Command, find them online via at First Command or firstcommand.com. Wow, that was quite a little, I know it was a shorter interview, but it was pretty empowering. And some of the things that Nikki talked about really resonated with me about volunteering and also just about picking a philanthropy, because it's important. I know that sometimes we see all these things like on Facebook, like so-and-so's birthday, you can donate, you know, to their fundraiser. And I guess I never stopped and think about like what fundraiser I would do if I would do that. So that was pretty interesting how she talked about being intentional about that.
Oh, absolutely. And especially as a military spouse, philanthropy and just volunteering in general is so important because it fills your resume when you may not have a job. You can still put things where you applied your skills, knowledge, and background to life without having a paying job doing it. So it's just, it's important in my opinion.
It is. I agree. And then I think too, like, you know, she talked about, she believes in Nikki believes in the First Command's vision and culture, you know, about, you know, helping those who serve, and finances are such a huge part of helping our military. So it's a great way for her to be actually employed and then also give back as well. So I really like that. And one thing she did say that really resonated hard with me, and you were talking about employment on your resume, is that she said the national value for a 1 hour of a volunteer is $29. And I think that's pretty incredible to think about. I mean, $29. Oh,
absolutely. $29. Most jobs don't pay that much.
Absolutely.
So yeah. When you consider how many volunteers go into a single organization and you look at what their operating expenses would be to have that as a paid staff, we wouldn't have many of the resources that we have with organizations that are ran by volunteers.
Absolutely. And you just said, most jobs don't pay that. So that is really something to think about. And I think if you're volunteering for something or you're raising money for some type of cause, that's a really good thing, you know, to be intentional about with, you know, what you want to do with your time and your resources. So yeah, Nikki really hit the nail on the head for me. That really made me stop and think.
Absolutely. I always love hearing from First Command because every time they bring in something new and interesting that I may have not always considered.
Absolutely. I think it's why they've been around so long too, and why they're so helpful for our military community. So yeah, kudos to them and to Nikki. And for, you know, even though that segment wasn't very long, she really packed a lot in there.
Well, listeners, as we reach the end of our show, we invite you to join us every Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our weekly Facebook Live, Mil Spouse Empowerment Moments, which will be converted into a podcast if you need to catch it later. You can subscribe to our podcast on Apple, Spotify, or our website. And be sure to check out our next full-length episode dropping next week with Jennifer Herbeck with Moving with Millie. We hope you will listen in then and share with your military spouse tribe, because we want to empower you to empower others.
Also, on another very important note, if you or someone you know has a product or service to share with our listeners and would like to join us on our mission to empower military families, let's chat. Please email at empower@armywifenetwork.com.
Finally, if you want to connect with Army Wife Network beyond our podcast, subscribe to our semi-monthly newsletter, The SITREP, on our website at armywifenetwork.com. Just enter your email in the right sidebar or that nifty pop-up box on our homepage. We showcase our top blog posts, upcoming AWTR information, exclusive printables and giveaways, and sponsor information and more.
Listeners, we think that military spouses are some of the strongest, most empowered people on the planet. It is truly an honor to share content with you, no matter what the season of military life you find yourself in. Keep up the great work, and remember that you can do hard things. Engage, educate, encourage. Army Wife Talk Radio is your source for military life empowerment. This is your Army Wife Network Command Team signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services. Inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our engaging resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.